This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Candidates for Cincinnati mayor face off again tonight in a debate sponsored by Empower You. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Incumbent John Cranley's campaign, it's on the attack with a negative campaign ad hitting Yvette Simpson hard over her position in opposing the $550 million expansion of Children's Hospital. That was back in August. Can you tell us what this is all about?
Well, back in August, when City Council was debating this motion, it was a zoning change that needed to be made in order for Children's to go ahead with their expansion in Avondale. Simpson came in at the very last minute with a motion basically demanding that Children's Hospital give the neighborhood of Avondale considerably more money than they already committed. They had already committed $11 million to the neighborhood for development and for new housing and that sort of thing, because some streets are going to be closed and some houses have been bought up already, so some people were displaced. And they wanted compensation for the neighborhood so the neighborhood could thrive or at least break even. And this was very controversial because Children's Hospital reacted very badly, said, wait, we've been negotiating this with the neighborhood and with the city for years. We've already agreed to $11 million. You're asking us to pay either twice or even three times as much, and it's just not fair. And ever since then, Cranley has been hammering at her on the campaign trail about that decision, which failed, by the way.
Well, describe this TV ad to us. What's it like?
It's a typical negative TV ad. You do not see John Cranley. You do not hear John Cranley's voice. It's made up mostly of TV news clips and a little radio clip from Bill Cunningham. And it hits at her for putting in this motion. It had, and the most memorable part of it is Kevin Flynn, the council member, who was talking during the debate, and he said, money in exchange for rezoning is illegal, immoral, and unconscionable. And that was like the real punch in the ad. And it's very negative, and it's very, and she comes off looking in a very bad light.
So the point Cranley's trying to make with all of this?
The point I think he's trying to make is that she tried to extort money out of Children's Hospital to get more money for Avondale. And Children's, you got to remember, Children's Hospital is a very well-liked, even loved institution in this town. And they had decided to expand not outside of the city, but inside the city, creating jobs and creating more bed space for children. So he's just hammering it. Why would she do this? Why would she do this?
So how is Simpson responding to it?
Well, Simpson responds to it basically just by saying, look, I'm looking out for the interests of the people of the neighborhood of Avondale. They are taking a hit because of this expansion. And I wanted them to get the very best deal possible so that they would have the resources to be able to make up for what they are losing because of this expansion in terms of housing, in terms of some of the traffic problems that may develop. And she said, I'm just looking out for the people.
Does Cranley have any other ads?
Oh, yeah. He's got ads on, there's an independent committee that doesn't have to disclose its donors. It's run by his former campaign manager that's running online ads, which also attack her over this Children's Hospital thing. And he's got another ad, which is an ad which is broadcast, and it has an Avondale resident by the name of Ron Dumas standing out in front of Children's Hospital. He's talking about basically what a good mayor Cranley has been and how much he's done for the city. He takes a slight swipe at Simpson, not by name, over the Children's Hospital issue. But it's this latest ad, the one that has the Flynn quotes, that's really the hard-hitting one.
And why do you think he's going negative in the final weeks of the campaign?
The conventional wisdom in campaigns is that if you start going negative in the final weeks, it means you have polling that shows that you're behind. Now, I don't necessarily believe that's the case. Could be the case. I don't know. I haven't seen their internal polling, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. What it does mean, though, is that they have found, I think, probably in their polling, that there is a negative public reaction to what Simpson did in terms of Children's Hospital, and they want to take advantage of it.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.